My name is Zhaoying Summers. Don't worry about pronouncing Zhaoying. My iPhone auto correct Zhaoying to annoying. People also ask me, why don't you have a Chinese last name? I had one before I got married. I was a hoe.
Oh my God. China doll. Ah, Zhaoying. Zhaoying. Zhaoying.
Yes. Yeah. I'm the feet queen.
Feet queen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I free the feet for all the people. All the feet fetishes bitches worship me. My feet is free for all because I don't give a fuck about everything. I want you guys to enjoy life and this is for free. That is the communist love. Yeah, it's right here. It's free. Why are people charging for feet? Fuck that. Feet should be free. In Asia, before you enter a household, you should take off your shoes and your socks. You should show your feet. Breathe. So all the little Asian kids, they see feet. They're like, it's just feet. Nobody is crazy about it. Well, you hate that shit all the time. And people are like, oh my God, it's so exciting. No, it's not. It's ugly. It's disgusting. It's a feet. It's a size 7. It's like a feet massage.
That's right. And this guy's going, ah, ah, ah.
Hi, guys. I'm Zhaoying Summers. Welcome to Tiger MILF Podcast. Today, we have a very special guest. He's been here before. You know him. You love him. The one and the only. The king of comedy. Godfrey! Oh! Yes! And we have
feet. I'm not a king of comedy.
Feet all day.
Feet today. Zhaoying feet today.
Yes.
Jerk off to the feet.
Free the feet. My mission is to free the feet for all the feet perverts. Yeah.
Boys, I know you love it. I know you love the Asian women. I know you. I see you walking around with all the Asian women.
Yeah, I'm a free the feet. Yes.
7 feet, baby.
It's for the people. I have a freckle right here just for you.
Authentic communist.
7.
Mao Zedong approved feet right there, baby. Straight from the Hunan dynasty.
Yeah. Hunan, yes. Right? That's Hunan.
Hunan province.
Yeah.
We're talking Shaolin, Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang feet. Gong Fu.
Yeah.
Gong Fu. The best. The top. Top notch. Bruce Lee. Jackie Chan. All of them famous fucking fighters can't fuck with this foot here.
Yep. Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah. In every way. Yeah. It's not pixelated. Yes. HD.
What?
This is gonna go viral. This is gonna pay Winston's tuition.
Right.
Uncle Godfrey paid for Winston's Harvard tuition.
Hell, Winston
does not respect me when I say, Winston, let's be horse. He's like, no, mommy, don't try. Uncle Godfrey did so much better than you. I don't think you should be doing comedy.
That's right.
I'm like, that's the same thing my manager said to me. Okay.
He's a fan of mine. He knows what time it is.
Yeah, he loves Uncle Godfrey.
That's right.
So God, how was San Jose?
San Jose was good. They came out real nice. I haven't been there in like 4 or 5 years. And I was like a little afraid because, you know, that demographic is Asian and Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you go, okay, will they come out? I don't know. Because they'll come for the Asian and the Mexican comedians.
Mm-hmm.
But they came out real nice for me because I haven't been there in a minute. So, but it did well. It
was amazing. Did you try?
A beautiful theater.
Did you try Vietnamese food there? Because it's like the best.
They have, in San Jose has the best Vietnamese food?
Oh, yeah.
Or Houston. Big Vietnamese community in Houston.
Yeah, Houston too. San Jose, Houston, Westminster?
Westminster?
Near Irvine.
Oh, okay.
Little Saigon.
Vietnam. You say Vietnam.
Vietnam.
That's right.
Vietnam.
That's how the Vietnamese say Vietnam.
How Japanese say?
I don't know how Japanese say Vietnam.
How do you say I'm Japan?
Nippon is Japan.
Nippon. How about Korean?
私は日本人です。
What is 日本人です。
Nihonjin is I'm Japanese.
I'm Japanese person. Jin is person.
American Jin です。
Yeah.
中国です。
中国人です。
Yeah. I think that's what I remember.
How does the Korean say I'm Korean? With the accent.
I don't even know how. I know they go, Korea.
I'm Korea.
안녕하세요.
안녕하세요. Korea. Korea. How about
the... I'm Korean.
I'm Korean.
I'm from Korea. Korea.
Okay, how about the Northern Korean?
I think you're saying it right.
The Northern Korean. How do they speak?
Quiet.
That was a good impression.
I'm going to say one thing about, was it Jung? What's his name?
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
He's so cute. He's like a Pokemon.
Well, first of all, I think he lost weight and then he gained it back. I'm not sure, but he's probably the only one eating there. Mm-hmm. But either way, his fade is so tight. You know what a fade is? When you get fade? Ooh, that boy got a tight fade. And I think I know why he has a tight fade. Because if his barber fucks up, he's dead. So when he's cutting hair, he's like, he's like, yeah.
You're
so
killed or to be right. Killed.
You probably will fucking die if you fuck his fade up. His fade is fucking beautiful.
So
his hair is always fucking tight because that barber is on his fucking last fucking
God,
day.
Do you think the barber is the second guy who got food to eat? Because if he didn't eat food, he's shaking.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
he
he's
had
done.
To eat some food.
So he's sweating and shit.
He's the only person who got fed. Right before the haircut, he got one last meal.
Yeah.
You want the last one?
Imagine cutting his hair.
Oh, my God.
Your ass is grass if you fuck up.
It's scary, though.
I'll send you to South Korea.
His daughter is also chubby.
Is his daughter chubby?
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's just like his father was kind of chubby, had a little belly, Kim Jong-un, and then is his, yeah, maybe that's, I think it's, maybe it's a fat gene.
But his wife is very beautiful.
Of course, he runs it. She has to be his wife. He probably said, yo, get over here. Get over here and you're going to shut the fuck up and you're going to be my wife and you're going to fuck my fucking chubby ass. How about that? But my fate is tight. Keep your fucking mouth shut. You can have whatever you want in North Korea. Because nobody else has anything, but you can have whatever you want. She goes, yeah, I'll give you some ass. Hell, of course his wife is beautiful. A dictator's wife is always going to be fine.
I
would think, like, if I was a dictator, I'd get, like, hot. I'd have honeys, too. All dictators have honeys.
Okay.
You can kill them if they don't date you.
God, if you are a dictator.
If you don't date me, you're going to die. How about that?
If you were a dictator, would you get a woman in every species?
See, first of all, dick is in dictator, okay? So that's exactly what you get. You feel me? That's what you... I'm a dictator. Get it? D-I-C-K-T-A-T-O-R.
If I was a dictator, God, I want a million different color. All of them.
Fuck
the
yeah. I'll get the hottest women because they're going to have power. I have power. Uh-huh. They're going to get everything they want. They can go anywhere they want. They get free everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nobody can tell them what to do because if they fuck with my women, they know what the fuck's going to happen to them. I'll burn your house up. Imagine all the ass you can get. When you're a dictator,
I want to be
you
a
get
dictator.
So much ass as a dictator.
Yeah, I want to run
you know
the world.
Who I think got mad ass? Mussolini. Because he has the coolest dictator name. I don't care what anybody says.
Mussolini
sounds like a brand of Italian suits.
Yeah, I love Mussolini.
Like this. What are you wearing? Mussolini, baby. Oh,
Mussolini.
Shit.
Mussolini.
That's some shit Jay-Z would say. Yo, Mussolini. Boom. You know. Mussolini. He would say Mussolini shoes.
Why is Jay-Z all of us... Mussolini shoes. Why is he always sound like his short breath? He's like eating Beyonce pussy. Like Mussolini.
He's like he's about to cry. Yo,
what?
Got the Mussolini shoes and shit. That would
ew,
be like,
got some Mussolini shoes or shit.
Yeah.
Do I do good?
Can you do it? Can you do it? Yo, yo,
yo
B.
Yo B.
Yo B.
Yo B.
Yo, what's good?
Yo, what's good?
Yeah, okay, we're trying to get you out. That accent is thick. Your accent ain't going no fucking where. Damn.
Well, the only thing stays in
you're
my
like
life.
You're like Schwarzenegger. You're like the Schwarzenegger.
Can I say that word?
His accent ain't
Swisser, I can't say that. Swisser, I can't say
Schwarzenegger?
The N-word is in his name.
Nager. It's Nager. Not knee. You know. Don't say knee. Don't say Schwarzenegger. Say Schwarzenegger.
Means
Nager.
Knee
means right,
you.
Knee how.
Wo means I.
Wo, right, I.
Yeah. Knee means you.
Knee. Now say Schwarzenegger. Say nay.
Like
nay in Dutch is no. Like Dutch is nay.
Cow goes like neigh, right?
No, a horse does. it goes ee, but that's a neigh.
Ee.
But in Dutch, neigh is no.
Okay, neigh.
Like neigh means no. So you
like
go,
when you
so you go
things, you say
Schwarzenegger. Say it.
Schwartz.
Schwartz means
Schwarzenegger.
Black. And it means black farm man. That's
black
what it
farm
means.
Man. No,
a black plowman. That's what his last name means. He
okay.
explained it. He's like, my name means black plowman. I was like, what?
Yeah,
like a plowman, a farmer. He's like, yeah, that's what my name means. It
that's
means
because
Schwarz.
Means. His accent is not going anywhere either.
Listen, Schwarz in German means black. Schwarz. And in Yiddish, Schwarz, it's Schwarz. It's black. And it could be derogatory or it can be, you know.
But the
Schwarz,
Schwarz is
means
black.
It actually means black.
But
Nager
is not black.
Nager
means farmer.
But it's close.
Yeah, nay.
But it means like a black farmhand. That's what Schwarzenegger explained it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Schwarzenegger.
That's Schwarzenegger.
Nager. Make sure nay. You hit that
Schwarzenegger.
Nay. Don't go.
Who goes like a nay? Does the cow? No, the horse go nay.
No, cow goes moo.
Moo.
How the hell don't you know that one?
My son do that when he's
oh, your son
when
got I, his I, animals fucked
when
up.
I try a bikini,
you're not
he,
teaching
he
him
goes,
right.
Ooh.
Well, he needs to get one of those toys that you pull. We grew up with these toys that made sounds. It's like, that's a duck. And then, you know, moo and
yeah,
goat.
Goat. He's
what
cousin.
What the fuck do you guys have?
His cousin make all those toys. So I'm going to get some for him from China.
How's he going nay with a fucking
no, he,
cow?
He was
how does
right.
he not have his animal sounds down?
He has it, but
all
I was
all kids
got
to have their animal sounds down.
I was confused, I think.
Okay, we had a song called Old McDonald, right? Old McDonald.
Hyde Farm.
E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm, he had a pig, E-I-O, with an oink oink here. That's how you learn the sound.
I don't know the song. I want to
listen. Quack quack here and a quack quack there.
He knows that song.
How about this? Old Donald Trump had a farm.
Old Donald Trump had a farm.
Right?
I can't sing.
You don't. Okay. Old McDonald had a great farm. Very good farm. A very good farm. A lot of animals. Billions of animals. With a quack quack here, a quack quack there, because Biden is a quack. He's a piece of shit. So
he's sleeping.
With a lie lie here and a lie lie there. What's because it? They're liars, Democrats. All right.
With a lie lie here, with a lie lie
there. With a lie lie there. Old Mick, is it old Mick or is it old Donald Trump? Mm-hmm. Old. Oh, no, no. Oh, how about this? Old Rich Donald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
E-I-E-I-O.
And on his farm, he had a Joe, E-I-E-I-O, with a here and a there. He forgets everywhere. Old Rich Donald had a farm. Okay, anyway.
This is hilarious, God. I'm dying. What is
I know. We're acting fucking stupid.
I'm getting
stupid.
American education. I'm getting
an American
Uncle
education.
Sam 101.
Like right now, I showed you my chef. This is Richard Roundtree. He just passed away, right?
I like his jacket.
He was a famous actor, blaxploitation. One of his famous, most famous movies is Shaft, okay? Mm-hmm. And Samuel Jackson remade the movie Shaft. Mm-hmm. And this is the original from 72, so Shaft. And Isaac Hayes, who's a musician who passed away also, he did the song, the theme song for Shaft. Mm-hmm. He's like, who is the man, right? Who give his life for his brother, man? Shaft.
Shaft. So right. He's a man.
And you got to go, damn right.
Damn right.
Now, that's pretty good. Ready?
Yeah.
Say it again. Damn right.
Damn right.
I'm just talking about Shaft.
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 How about this? Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
I'm just talking about Shaft.
I'm just talking about Shaft.
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 That's not bad.
Damn right.
He's like, damn right.
Damn right.
There you go. Damn right.
Damn right.
Oh, I'm just talking about Shaft.
I'm just talking about Shaft.
Yeah, okay.
I'm
see, we always
it.
Give her, we get her drills. We get her, oh, so now, okay. Is it my turn for some Chinese or
yes.
what?
Okay.
So what am I supposed to learn?
You are going to learn.
I know Zhao is feet.
You're going to say.
Zhao is feet.
Okay, Zhao.
Zhao.
Means like my name Zhao would be beautiful and smart.
Oops. That's what it means?
Zhao.
Zhao. Zhao.
Yeah, Zhao.
Zhao.
Means stirring things.
Zhao.
Yeah, in Chinese, if somebody is shady, we call them Zhao Shi Gun.
Zhao Shi Gun.
Zhao Shi Gun means like the stick that stirs the shit.
Oh, like a troublemaker.
Yeah.
Zhao Shi Gun.
When somebody is like talking shit in your back, you're like, you're a Zhao Shi Gun.
Zhao Shi Gun.
Yeah, your job is you are a stick that stirs shit.
You are Zhao Shi Gun.
Yeah.
You are Zhao Shi Gun. You, Zhao Shi Gun. You are a stick.
Mm-hmm. Zhao
Shi Gun.
Zhao is feet.
Zhao. Zhao
yeah.
is feet.
Zhao.
Zhao.
Means scream.
Scream.
Or like when somebody is like, Zhao Chuang means like moaning in bed.
So okay, ready? When you go.
Moaning in bed is Zhao.
What?
Zhao Chuang. Chuang means because we
wait,
use Zhao.
Is moaning?
Yeah, like does 叫床吗? Do you 叫? Like, it was like 你叫床吗? Like do you moan in bed when
叫,
you are fucking?
叫床,
yeah.
Like 叫床. That's 叫. This that
okay.
symbol.
叫 means like a calling, 叫. Also moaning.
Anytime it's about fucking or dicks or whatever, it's always duh. It's always
yeah.
Like, 叫.
Yes.
Duh.
操, fuck.
It's always some.
Yeah.
叫.
Yeah.
叫.
Yeah.
叫. 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 But when you go 叫.
Yeah. Feet.
Feet. Yeah. You should stick your feet on the camera.
Jiao.
Yeah. Jiao, right?
Jiao chuang means, oh, yes, yeah. You know, that's jiao chuang.
Okay, jiao chuang, jiao chuang.
Yeah.
So he's like, jiao.
Jiao.
Jiao chuang.
So that's not.
So if he's like sucking on your feet and you start moaning, he goes, I will jiao jiao.
Yeah.
Jiao chuang.
Yeah.
I'll eat your feet.
Jiao jiao chuang.
Jiao jiao chuang.
Yeah, jiao jiao chuang. Your feet is moaning.
Okay, how about this? Jiao jiao jiao. Jiao, Summers. I'm gonna make you moan, jiao, show me with your feet.
Jiao, 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 jiao,
jiao, jiao, jiao, jiao,
jiao, jiao,
jiao, jiao, jiao, jiao,
and jiao means dumplings.
What the fuck?
Jiao zi means dumplings. Jiao zi means dumplings.
Wait, what?
Jiao zi means dumplings.
Jiao zi means dumplings. Is that T-S-U, T-Z-U, or D?
Zi, Z-H-I. Z-I,
jiao zi.
Jiao zi means
dumpling.
Yeah, like we use zi as like a word to make a word like sounds longer. Like a biao zi means bitch, whore.
Biao zi?
Yeah.
Biao zi?
Yeah.
Jiao zi?
Yeah.
Jiao zi is...
Feet. No, that's dumplings.
What's jiao zi?
Dumplings.
Jiao zi.
Jiao is dumpling. Jiao is feet. Dumpling feet.
You're confusing yourself.
I'm hungry.
Fuck. Jiao zi.
Yeah.
Okay, damn.
That's kind of crazy. Okay, we're going to teach you colors.
Okay, okay, cool, cool, okay. Here we go.
赤橙黄绿青蓝紫赤赤赤 It's like a poem. 赤橙
This is Chairman
Mao's poem. Chairman Mao wrote a poem about the rainbows. Like Chairman Mao wrote a poem about the rainbows.
Chao who? Who?
Chairman Mao.
Chairman Mao.
He's a poet too. He wrote a poetry. Mao Zedong.
Mao Zedong?
He's also a poet.
Was he a poet?
He wrote a poetry about the rainbows. Hopefully we are good to the gay people. Oh, yeah.
Well, they had to or they die. The sea dictators can make poems, shitty poems, and you're like, oh, amazing.
赤橙, but it's a good one. 赤橙黄绿青蓝紫谁持彩练当空舞. So like a 赤 is like a fancy way to say red. 赤 means red.
And you guys are red.
赤红 means red. It's like a normal way to say
赤红.
红. 红 is red too.
Oh,
but
赤
is a fancier way to say it. 赤 means eat. So, but anyway, let's focus on the color. 赤橙.
赤橙.
橙 means orange.
Orange. 橙
like 橙 means like the orange food you eat also mean the color. Same like American. Like this is
橙. 橙.
赤橙, 橙 is like orangish red. Yeah, orangish red.
赤橙.
黄 means yellow.
黄.
黄 means yellow, but 黄 also means porn.
黄. Wow.
Yeah.
黄, yellow porn.
绿 means green.
绿?
Yeah, 绿.
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 绿
means green.
绿.
绿, 绿帽子, green hat means your wife is cheating.
绿帽子.
Yes. Oh, yours is perfect.
What the fuck?
Yeah, the green hat means somebody's wearing a green hat means the wife is cheating.
Damn.
Like mainly refer men because the woman is better at cheating. So
that's true.
Yeah, they don't like, you don't even know until you find out your son is this not your son, you know, like Michael Jackson.
Holy shit.
The kid
shit.
Is not my son.
Wow.
It's like very late in the game. You're like, oh. So, 赤橙黄绿, 绿 is 绿帽, like when we say 绿帽 is somebody's cheating. 赤橙黄绿, 青,
green.
青 means like a
teal.
What
color?
Teal.
Is it teal?
Yeah.
You have a teal. It's a kind of green, teal green.
Yeah. So, teal. In Chinese, we say, there's some saying, say, 青. 出于蓝而胜于蓝。小于蓝。 青 come, like the teal come from blue, but it's better than blue.
But it's what's teal again?
青.
青.
青 also means kiss.
青. 青 means kiss, but it's 青. 青.
青. 青 means my sister's name, 焦婷, beautiful. 青 means teal. So the Chinese saying is like when something come from something, sometimes it can be better. So 青出于蓝而胜于蓝. It's like a teal, the color of teal came from the color of blue, but it's more beautiful and vibrant than blue. So it's like saying, say, somebody was somebody's student, but then they become the master.
Mm.
Because they fuck the master's wife and steal all the books.
Chinese, you know? Got it all fucked up.
青出于蓝而胜于蓝. Or another saying the teacher had the student did better than the teacher, is like 长江后浪推前浪. In the Yangtze River, the wave from the behind fucked up the wave in the front because it's so big.
Man, a lot of this Chinese philosophy is some bullshit. Yeah. Cause yo, now we're because Confucius say, "Fuck out of here." It should be Confucius
lan
say.
Lan is blue. You love lan.
Lan
is blue.
Lan blue
also means lazy.
Lazy, damn.
In a different lan means lan. Blue.
Lan.
Lan means lazy.
Lazy.
赤橙蓝，赤橙绿青蓝紫。紫 means purple. We love purple.
What is it? What's purple?
紫 means purple.
紫 is purple.
Purple is a good color. 紫气东来. 紫 means like 紫气东来 means like the purple haze came from the east. Means like good luck is coming.
Purple haze came from Jimi Hendrix. Go ahead.
Yeah, purple haze. So he knows his
Confucius. So he's like, so how you say purple haze?
紫
zi.
Like a zi, you add it behind the dumpling.
So wait, so purple haze is called what?
Zi qi.
Zi. Zi zi. Or in my brain. Make me feel, and I'm feeling the same. I'm doing
it. Zi qi, don't like.
Acting funny, but I don't know why.
You got your colors.
Okay,
zi qi. It's purple. Okay. Hong is red.
Hong is red.
Lu is green.
Hong, lu.
Lan is qi. Blue.
Lan, blue.
Huang,
lan, blue.
Huang is yellow.
Lan,
also it? Means porn.
This is.
Yeah, huang.
Huang,
huang. Huang se lu xia means porn.
Huang se lu is
pornography.
Why? Pornography is
yeah, huang se.
Huang se, wow.
We use yellow color. I don't know why yellow is porn. I don't know.
Huang,
maybe
wow.
They when they pixel the Japanese dicks, it's like a yellow pixelation.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Why is the Japanese porn pixelated? I don't know why.
Oh, they pixelate the guy's dick like
yeah,
we don't know what it is.
Yeah, but you already did the work. You already did the work.
They don't want to show. They want us to guess what's over behind the pixelation.
Well, we
the
know.
The men always get pixelated, but the women don't.
Yeah, why?
They torture the Japanese women. You Japanese
why.
Porn is hilarious.
I laugh when I see
they
it.
They all sound the same, too. You know, itai. You know, itai means pain, right?
It hurts.
And he hasn't even done anything yet.
Ugly Japanese man. Like, they choose the most.
They're disgusting.
They have their face like shoes. Like, they're so ugly.
That's what makes it look cool, though. When there's an ugly dude fucking a hot chick, it's like, oh, yeah.
Make ugly guys
feel good. They want to make it look, because if it's two really good looking people, it's like, oh, that looks fake.
Yeah.
But if it's an ugly dude, it looks like, oh, he fucking, how'd he do that?
Yeah.
It's psychological. They go, look at this ugly dude fucking this hot chick. It's kind of Beauty and the Beast type shit.
Oh,
so
really
guys be like, hell yeah. Sometimes when dudes masturbate, they need a real fucking scenario. They need a dope scenario. What's going to make me get excited about this shit? A real good-looking guy and a good-looking girl, that looks like some... It looks too planned.
Yeah, I think if the guy is very ugly and make a man feel like, I can fuck her too because I look better than that guy.
Yeah, and then it's like... And then there's dudes that are going, yo, how did he get her? That must be amazing.
Yeah, and I can get her too.
And so, yeah, the ugly dude is going to really put... He's going to really bring the pain.
Yeah.
And then to see an ugly dude fucking a pretty girl, his ugly face means he's working harder.
Yes.
So that makes the dude go, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Porn is all psychological shit.
It's smart. It's
you know
smart.
What I mean? Like when you see two beautiful motherfuckers, the dude's good looking, girl's good looking, it's like, it's boring.
Yeah.
But you want an ugly motherfucker going, yeah, bitch,
make you feel good. You know, you see ugly guys got hot girls. When you see two hot people fucking, you're like, there's no room for me because I'm ugly, you know?
So
make you feel
and
bad.
Most of the people watching porn, you know, they're fucking regular schmegular dudes. They're regular. So that's like you relating to your demographic.
Mm-hmm.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Smart.
Losers.
Japanese are smart. Japanese porn is smart. I love to watch Gamban.
Gamban.
I just like to watch it because I cannot.
Oh, gang bang.
Gang bang. Because I can't do it.
No, say gang.
Gang.
Bang.
Bang. Gang bang.
Yeah, I was like gang bang.
Gang bang.
I thought it was a new Chinese word. That you would mean something. I thought it was a Chinese word.
Gang.
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 It rhymes with bang. Gang.
Gang bang.
Bang. So that means there's a gang of people banging.
Gang people banging.
So it's
but
like
I don't
one,
want a
you
gang
like
of
it
people.
When it's one girl and a bunch
one
of...
One girl, a bunch of guys. I don't want like a people just fucking a group, but that's stupid.
Oh, that's an orgy.
Orgy. Okay.
Orgy is...
Orgy.
No,
orgy.
Not orgy.
Audrey. Audrey and, Hepburn.
No, that's Audrey.
Audrey.
Okay. Now, orgy...
Orgy...
Is means there's a bunch of couples having sex
I don't
in
like
the
that.
Same room. You don't like that?
I don't like
you
orgy.
Like when one girl... Has
take
a,
20 dicks.
Taking 20 dicks. Wow.
I want an athlete. I respect
her. You want a go-getter.
I want her because I want, that's my hero. She can do things I cannot do. And I want to watch her.
Nah, you can.
I don't want to.
It's just a
I'm
matter
a romantic.
Of what you aspire to be. That's all.
I'm a true romantic. Like, I do.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, I want to.
Speaking of shaft, that's a lot of dicks there, lady.
Yeah, I can't. I don't want to do it. I just want her to do it. I want to see it.
You like so does that get you excited when you're watching another girl get gangbanged by a bunch of motherfuckers?
Yeah, I just think it's like it's such a fucking crazy hero move. She's just taking so much dicks. She's doing things I cannot do in real life. I give her.
No, what's weird is like, it's acting.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I love it. I love things crazy, like double penetration. I love to watch it. I don't do it in person.
You like
I can't
why do you like watching double penetration?
Because I would never.
DP.
Yeah, I love that because triple two.
Oh, yeah. There's
three dicks. So I cannot do that in real life because I was invited for a threesome,
right.
And I cannot do it because I'm a true romantic. If a guy is fucking me, then he's fucking another girl I'm watching, I'll be like, I'll be so mad, I'll kill them both.
You'll kill them both. Why? Yeah,
because you are cheating on me. You're just fucking me,
no,
asshole.
No, you're not cheating. If it's you agree to a threesome, you're not cheating.
But
it's
I can't
an
help.
Agreement. It's
and my mind playing tricks on me because I'm like, I'm already looking at a magazine looking for wedding rings. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Oh, so you've never been, you never tried it?
I know I can't try it. I was entertained the idea. Then I'm like, hell no. Because I'm like, okay. So one of my hot friend, she's proposing a threesome with me. With a guy who's cute.
Yeah.
So he wasn't cute. But then I'm like, let me think about it. When I start thinking about it, I start making him cute. You know, I'm like, okay, his eyes are not perfect, but he has long eyelashes.
Okay.
He is not tall, but he's not short. Mm-hmm. And his butt is not great, but like he's not saggy.
Right.
So I'm like, oh my God, he's a catch. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to fuck him. Oh, okay. So what do we do after that? Like, should I take him out for lunch? Should I? I mean, when he's going to meet the children, like, he's going to meet my kids soon. So then I'm like, he's going to fuck her too. No, no, fuck no. So I said, no.
Yeah.
Clear. No, I'm not fucking. No, I can't do this.
Because you think that he might fuck the other girl better than you or something like that?
Yeah, he's going to find out she's hotter than me and everything. And then after I give him my heart and soul, my beautiful tat pussy, like, no.
So why don't you pick the girl for the guy? Sometimes guys let their girl do that and say they pick the girl. Because you're going to pick a girl that you go, okay, I feel comfortable with this person. Don't you think that's fair? He lets you go and pick. Go pick the pussy.
I don't want to, though. I'm such a, like, old, traditional communist.
Yeah, that's that communism that
kicks
in. Yeah, I
just can't do it.
Cock blocks
I can't
the fun.
Even touch myself. I don't use vibrator. I don't use any toys.
Any of that shit.
I cannot do it because my mom don't tell me to not touch myself.
So you have, like, a photo of Mao Zedong in your bedroom, and you're just like, what would Mao say?
He'll judge me. A little red book is there from judging me. Yes, overlooking my behaviors and tell me what's
Why don't
good,
you get a
bad.
Red condom, maybe, like, with the Chinese flag on that shit? No, a red, I mean, dildo, my bad.
I with cannot the, do it, though. I just don't want to touch myself.
And you say, this is for Chongwon.
Because I believe that my pussy belongs to the love of my life.
Oh, okay.
I'm disgusting, and that's why I'm single, but I'm brainwashed by my mom.
So you're a one person, that's it?
That's it. Yeah, one person, that's it. And I fall in love, and I start becoming controlling, and they leave.
Yeah. That's yeah.
I know that. I'm not trying to like sugarcoat.
You controlling?
That
no.
I don't control them. But like, if you wear ugly clothes, we have a problem. You cannot.
I can see
wear
you
ugly
running
clothes.
Shit.
Like, you are not wearing the ugly. Like, you are wearing this shirt. You're not, there's no BJ tomorrow. Like, you can't. I'm not gonna give you a blowjob if you wear this shirt and bring shit to me and throw them out. Like, I can't allow you to do that.
Shit,
to me.
You. Yeah, you're tough.
Yeah, you cannot have ears come out from like hairs you're, from your ear. That's not okay. I have to. I had this guy who's. I was waiting to this for this date. He's like perfect on the book, handsome, nice, sweet. And we are in this fancy restaurant. We're talking, and then I see there's a hair coming out.
Of his ears?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So I was looking at it. He's like, what are you looking at? I said, no, nothing. Then I just like start to get distracted. He's like, do you have ADHD? I'm like, no. So I went to text the owner. I said, are you here? Like, do you have things in your car? I need a tweezer. She goes, why? I said, that my date has a ear coming out, having like a hair coming out of his ear, like a very big one. It's right there. She goes, I don't think you should do it. I said, I have to do it. She's like, how much do you like him? I'm like, so much. I love him. Like, if you like him, don't do it. I said, but I can't like him.
Nah, you gotta tell him. Your hair coming out your fucking.
So I got a tweezer. I walk closer to him. He's gonna. He's like this. He's like, he goes, ouch, bitch.
So you did that.
Yeah.
But why don't you just say, hey, you got hair coming out your ear? Just tell him. Why
I said
that.
He's like, oh, I'm sorry. He's like doing this, but then he didn't remove it. I see it again. So after that,
who lets hair grow out of their ears?
He paid for dinner and he never returned my text messages.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He called me bitch. He's like, I'm sorry I called you a bitch. I said, no, it's fine.
Well, you pull the hair without him knowing. The fuck is wrong with
but
you?
But it's like really skillful though. Like,
no, it's not skillful because he called you a bitch. He's like, you fucking bitch. Fuck, are you pulling hairs out of my dick?
Oh, please.
You're not skillful. You have no tact.
Yeah, he didn't call me back.
You don't have tact. You're just that communist shit. You got to stop it.
Yeah.
You got to shake that shit off. So you got to decommunize
the
yourself.
The lady set us up. It's like, well, he won't let me set him up with anybody anymore. He He's like, it wasn't
you're hardcore,
pleasant.
Man.
He's like, it wasn't pleasant with you. I said, I didn't do anything wrong. I just removed the hair. She goes, what did you do? You should wait. I said, I can't wait. I can't help. He didn't say thank you.
That's why you border Russia, man. Fuck, you guys are hardcore.
I don't know.
Dictatorship,
like,
that hardcore.
I can't help. Like, I just fall in love, and that's why they leave.
Cold War fucking...
Yeah, it's very hard to date. Yeah, I want to date comedians now, but I don't want to talk to them.
You want to date comedians, dude?
Not date a comedian. I want to find a love of my life who happens to be a comedian, who understands why I'm on the road, who's going to be nice to me, and who's going to build an empire with me. I can't find him because he doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Because they are all married or gay or crazy like
comedy
me.
Comedy world is fucked up.
Yeah, I don't want somebody
ward.
Crazy like me.
It's a psych ward, people. Comedy world's a fucking psych ward.
Godfrey, do you want children?
I don't know. I don't have any now. I don't know at this point. I don't fucking know. Who the fuck am I going to breed with?
Who's going to carry on the legacy?
I don't know, man.
I think your mom is judging you overseas. Like in heaven, she's like, you bring me children. That's what you promised.
So maybe I should, like, I don't know. Maybe I could be a donor or something and then I have a kid from far away.
No, you have to be around the kid. That's how can he not be like, he has
can't
to
you
be
like a donor and just like, hey, I have no obligation, but I want to see if it looks like me.
Yeah, but what happens if
FaceTime
you're not nice to him?
FaceTime that motherfucker. I'll FaceTime.
They may
you
not can, nice to
I
him.
I think you'd be able to FaceTime raise
well,
kids.
Well, he's funny. Nobody's nice to him.
You should be able to FaceTime raise kids the way technology is.
But then he found out you're his dad. He's going to move to New York with you.
Fucking AI that motherfucker.
Like,
why can't we have AI
Kentucky
daddies?
I'm not going to Kentucky motherfucker. I'm going to go to New York with my daddy.
We can't have AI. Can we have AI fucking parents make some AI shit? Just some robot that looks like me?
Mm-hmm. That'd be cute.
That'd be dope, right? And just fucking take care of the kid. Then, you know what I mean? Then when he sees me, he still thinks it's me and shit.
Yes.
No?
Yeah, that's cute. No. I mean, I think you should have kids. See, that's very Chinese of me telling my friend, you should have a kid.
I mean,
that's why I don't call you on Tuesdays, because you say stupid shit.
With whom? That's what I want to know.
I mean, you have a lot of like hot friends who is also single, who wants to get your DNA. Because if we have a baby, he's going to work tomorrow. When he's born, he's doing diaper commercials.
Yes.
And then he's literally going to be a spokesperson for different kinds of
it would be,
formulas.
Biracial kid is cool, but man, if you get an ugly one, you're fucked.
No, he won't
what
be
a
ugly.
Waste of fucking disownership. Huh?
People don't like us, but we are beautiful.
Yeah, you hope. Everybody always thinks because they mixing it up, they think it's going to come out right. But when it doesn't come out right, you're mad as shit. Like, fuck, man, I wasted all this goddamn time of family anger.
God, why is Beyonce's kid so beautiful? They look just like her. She's got so lucky. Imagine one look like Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Beyonce, why it's all worth it.
Beyonce's dream, like, danced Jay-Z's out. She was like,
yeah,
get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Thank God.
That's beautiful because he can cheat. He can be ugly. But she look at the beautiful children. She'd be like, I override your ugliness. You can cheat all day you want because the children are beautiful like me. That's beautiful because imagine you marry an ugly motherfucker.
Ooh.
You are beautiful and your children look like the husband. Sometimes it doesn't always work like that.
Sometimes I've seen really good looking people and the kids like,
yeah,
weird looking.
Yeah, they look bad.
I think it's like it's too much. It's too much good looking.
Do you think
sometimes it has to even out? It goes, yo, you both are too good looking. So it kind of like implodes and then they go back to ugly.
Yeah.
That's
what
I think. That's what I think. Gene goes, nah, we already got this.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Yeah.
It's like the gene is like, she's the ultimate. He's the ultimate.
Yeah.
I don't know where to go from there.
Let's get a funny one.
I have to go. You got to get funny looking. You're going to be buck teeth, cross-eyed motherfucker, because that's all I could come up with. You know what I'm saying?
God,
I already did the beautiful shit. This is what you got.
Because
now
he's bored.
You got too much.
He's bored with two beautiful
people. Yeah, it's like, true. I was like, you got to make some
creative,
fucking weird looking
ones.
Something
creative.
So I think like Brad Pitt's brother is kind of ugly or some shit.
I hope so.
I think so. He's like.
He's too good.
What's his name? Tim Pint or some horrible name. Brad is like good looking and then his brother's just regular. Like,
yeah.
So that's what I think happens. Say, we got Brad. We're going to have to make Jimmy Pitt.
Yeah. Jimmy
look
Pitt
like shit.
Bad. Jimmy Pitt. Pitt is bad. He's hot. He make Pitt hot. But if he's ugly, like Brad Pitt is like a.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be ugly.
Yeah.
When you are hot, you make things hot. Like Megan Fox. But if you're ugly, like, what do you call yourself a fox? You're ugly, you know? But she's, like, hot. Megan Fox become, like, hot. Like, when you say Megan
she was ugly,
fox.
She'd be foxhole.
Yeah.
No?
Foxhole, that empty foxhole. Nobody goes to the foxhole.
Yeah.
Foxhole is no business.
Megan Fox, before she started doing shit to her face, she was hot as hot. I mean,
yeah, so hot.
She does a lot to her face, which she didn't need to, because she's already very pretty.
Like, what do you think about nose ring?
Nose ring? You getting one?
No. What do you think about nose ring on girls?
I don't mind it. I don't
How
like.
How about right here?
Oh, the little fucking door knocker.
Yeah.
The boy. It's all right. It's okay. I mean, it depends. A lot of times when girls have the thing, you know, there's just going to be a bunch of fucking vegan talk. It's going to be some vegan shit. It's
yeah, but they
be
make good coffee, though.
Fucking, yeah, it's going to be some cafe that nobody knows about. And then I'm going to have, she's going to be
what,
mad.
What is the psychology?
Why do you go to Starbucks? Their regime, shut the fuck up.
What's the psychology behind the door knocker?
I mean, it's just I just always think it comes with some know-it-all attitude when they get the little ring. It depends. Like a nose ring, no. But a lot of times when they, I call it like their spiritual equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they start getting head wraps and shit. I go, oh, this person's going to be fucking intolerable.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? I just feel like
arrogance hits.
Yeah.
Arrogance hits. Sometimes, yeah. Listen, it's not all women with that. But a lot of times there's an arrogance that comes with that fucking equipment.
Yeah, I don't mind piercing. But the thing I can't pierce myself is like, how do I blow my nose? How do I pick on my nose when I'm in private, when there's a nose ring there? I cannot do it because I blow my nose a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when I wash my face, I'm like,
yeah.
You know, if the nose ring, like, I would have like a disgusting thing on my nose ring all the time. People are like, she's gross.
Yeah, yeah. Piercing the tongue is nasty to me. I just cannot keep the hygiene.
And all the people with the nose ring, they always, everything's clean and neat. I don't understand why. And they're
because they probably pull it out,
clean
blow
it.
Everything out.
Yeah, I don't have patience for that.
Like the top of a whale's head, and everything comes shooting out.
Yeah, they just always have good hygiene, even though they have that. I can't.
Yeah, you have to have good hygiene. You got to fucking clear that dirt out and shit.
Yeah, it's hard. But I think it's like if you like a little diamond thing right here, it's hot. Like the indigo.
No, that's cool. Yeah, I don't mind.
So hot.
Sometimes they'll have that thing that goes like, you know that thing?
Yeah.
They'll have that nose
on here.
Oh, that's like comes with major attitude. I'm like, and they're not Indian. That's what I'm like, oh, here comes this bitch.
I think they don't understand what that means. Like in India, you have this thing here.
Yeah, that means something.
When you don't listen to your mother-in-law, she slap you and just pull you and kill you.
Oh, shit. That's, do you think it's a chain?
Yeah,
a
like
behavior
it's like,
chain?
You don't listen to my son. You know, ouch, ouch.
I think when women that are not Indian get that shit, it's going to come with a lot of know-it-all bullshit.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you can never get on the same plane as them. No, you don't know what you're talking about because I think shut the fuck up.
You don't think
and
anything.
Go eat your hemp cereal, stupid.
Yeah. Hemp, you know, cereal? What I
mean? Hemp is shit that shouldn't be eaten by anybody.
What's a hemp?
Hemp is like a material.
They
like
use
a
hemp
grain.
Lotion thing, right?
Yeah, the hemp lotion. You can make hemp paper, and all. It's all kinds of shit. You can make. Hemp. I used to have hemp necklaces. This girl used to make.
What smells like? What does it do to you?
I don't know. I don't think it really have a heavy smell or nothing. Hemp.
What
hemp?
What I mean? What does it do for you? It's healthy.
It's supposed to be healthy. Healthier.
About what does it make you feel? I don't know. I just don't believe in that kind of stuff.
But what is? How does it make you feel?
Like make you feel relaxed. Like it's like the kind of thing.
No, it's just hemp. I don't even know what
is
hemp's purpose is. Hemp.
Hemp. What's hemp, Kida?
Hemp is good.
Yeah.
Kida?
It's like the...
Oh, look it up.
It's like the rug.
Rug?
Yeah, hemp. Yeah, it's like that. Like, yep.
Rug. It's underneath you.
Okay.
Watch, hemp. It's like,
oh, that's a nice rug.
Let's get a working definition. Watch this. Hemp is a plant in the ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hemp is a plant in the botanical class of cannabis sativa. Huh?
Oh, cultivars it is
grown specifically for industrial and consumable use. It can be used to make a wide range of products along with bamboo. Hemp is among the fastest growing plants on earth. It was one of the first plants to be spun into usable fiber 50,000 years ago. It can be refined into a variety of commercial items, including paper, rope, textiles, clothing, biodegradable plastics, paint, insulation, biofuel, food, and animal feed.
The Chinese invented the papers.
Yes. No, they did not.
Yes, we invented papers.
Papyrus came from Egypt. Stop it.
No, we invented papers.
No.
Papers to write on things.
No.
We did.
Papyrus was in Egypt.
Really?
Papyrus, yes. That's
well,
where
we invented bamboo, writing on bamboo.
Okay,
and turtles
maybe
back.
Bamboo, but papyrus came in Egypt.
Did the Chinese invent the papers?
Africa, bitches, what? Of course. Yeah. China, you were very, you recreated gunpowder and
gunpowder. Yes,
you got some good shit. Chinese, and then this spaghetti is basically noodles. Marco Polo came and robbed you, motherfuckers.
I love.
And then lied and went to Italy.
Genghis Khan should be alive and protect us all because he was.
Genghis got his genes in a lot of people. Didn't he fuck a lot of people? Yeah. There's a lot of people
that's
that come
my
from
Genghis
him.
Khan cheeks. There's somebody asked me like, "Well, ask
wasn't
him."
Wasn't he a Mongol?
Yeah, people ask him like, "What would you say to your enemies?" He goes, "I will look at his eyes and tell him that I enjoy savage your wife and your daughter in front of your eyes before
Genghis
I kill you."
Genghis Khan. How do you? What is his name in Chinese?
Chengji Sihan. Yes, he's Chengji such a savage. He's amazing. I love him.
Chengji Sihan. I like that.
Sihan means like the king, the ruler.
Sihan.
Chengji is his, yeah. Sihan.
Chengji.
Like Godfrey Sihan is like if you are going to be the king.
Godfrey Sihan.
Yes, that's cool, right?
Like
that's really cool. Me like it. Yeah.
Godfrey
Sihan. Oh my God.
I like that shit. Yeah, so Genghis Khan is a Mongol. Mm-hmm. I met Mongols in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. They got a community of Mongols, but they go like this, Mongols. They say it like that. Mongols. We are Mongols. I don't know where that came from. These girls I met, they were like, we're Mongols.
We're Mongols.
Mongolia. And they look Chinese. Kind of, sort of.
They do look Chinese a little.
And but the Chinese don't. Do you guys relate to them? No, it's Mongolian is a different language.
Yeah,
no?
Yeah. Wait, Inner Mongolia belong to China. Outer Mongolia belong to Mongolia.
Well,
okay. We have Inner Mongolia.
You had Inner Mongolia.
Yeah, it belongs to China.
So you had the
you
city
should go
and
to China
the suburbs.
Me. My cousin has a huge travel agency. Let's go to Mongolia and Tibet and
I should go
Uyghur.
With you.
See, Xinjiang is the Uyghurs.
Oh, Xinjiang.
Xinjiang, but it's called Uyghurs.
Uyghurs, the guys that act black.
They don't act black, but they are the Xinjiang. I mean, they have lamb skewers.
Lamb skewers?
They're close to Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan.
It's close to Xinjiang.
Oh, Xinjiang. Okay, so do they speak Chinese?
They speak Uzbekistan dialects.
Uzbekistani? Because they border.
Yeah, yeah.
So those are the Eurasians.
Yeah, they are
and they speak
beautiful.
Russian. When I was in Russia in 2018, I saw like Uzbekistanis, Tajikistan, Dagestan, all the stands except for Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Yeah.
And there are some that look Asian.
You're Asian.
But they speak Russian.
Yeah, they look like me a little bit because
right,
I have
when
a little.
They speak Russian.
My grandmother is like, she's half Russian. So I have her.
Oh, okay.
I look a little, I can look, if I have a nose job, I would be Indian. If I have a tall nose job, because I have Chinese nose, like right
okay,
here.
Okay, right, you have Chinese
if
nose.
If I have a tall nose job, I can even look a little bit Latina if my nose is like a tall.
Really?
Yeah, I tried to put on fake nose, so like right here. My friend in China, like, your nose is not perfect. It should be taller. I'm like, I don't want to look Indian. I want to still look Chinese.
Yes.
Indian is beautiful. I mean, they have all the beauty queens. I don't want to look Filipina because, you know, because I'm not mixed. I mean,
right,
I still want to look Chinese.
Chinese mixed with all kind of shit.
Yeah, I want to look Chinese. So when they cast me, I can still be a Chinese lady. If I have my nose job, then they're like, why do you have a Chinese accent, but you look Indian and Latina? Like, what's wrong with you, bitch? I can't say anything. I'm like, you know. Because I would never tell them about my nose job.
Right.
I don't want to look prettier. I'm okay with who I am right now. When I was
you
younger.
You should be.
When I'm younger, somebody like, you should get a nose job so you have a taller nose. I'll be like, yes, yes. But now I'm like, no, I want my
yes,
short
it
nose.
Looks
it's
fine.
It's fine. That's
it's
who I am.
It's just fine. It's a good size. Look at that. Look at the profile. Let me see the profile. Oh, my God. China doll. Ah,
yes.
Oh, Xiao Ying. Xiao Ying.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm the feet queen.
Feet queen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I free the feet for all the people. All the feet fetishes bitches worship me. My feet is free for all because I don't give a fuck about everything. I want you guys to enjoy life and this is for free. That is the communist love. Yeah, it's right here. It's free. Why are people charging for feet? Fuck that. Feet should be free. In Asia, before you enter a household, you should take off your shoes and your socks. You should show your feet. Breeze. So all the little Asian kids, they see feet. They're like, it's just feet. Nobody is crazy about it. Well, you hate that shit all the time. And people are like, oh my God, it's so exciting. No, it's not. It's ugly. It's disgusting. It's a feet. It's a size 7. It's like a feet massage.
Right, and this guy's going, show you your feet.
I'm freeing the feet. Free the feet. That's the episode.
Zhaoyi's going to have feet t-shirts coming out.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Zhao Zhao. Yup. She's going to have the Zhao Zhao.
My face.
Yup. She's going to have Zhao Zhao.
Screen grab that.
Zhao eats her own Zhao.
Zhao 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 Zhao means Zhaoyi's feet.
Feet.
Zhao Yin's feet. Zhao Zhao.
Zhao Zhao. Zhao. Yeah. Yeah.
Like
Nai. Yeah. There's the fucking photo right there.
Yeah, I licked my feet. It happened to the best of us.
It does happen to the best
of us. Yeah, I just want free the feet for the people.
Yes.
Because I love everybody.
You know I'm you know about my GoFundMe, right?
Oh my God. Guys,
yes.
One most important thing about my friendship with the great Godfrey is that I know we are silly, we hang out, he teach me, but I felt that I am contributing to comedy history to be his friend, to love him, and to be there for Godfrey.
Yes.
Because Godfrey, we protect Godfrey with all we have. We protect him at all costs because he is the most amazing comedian alive.
No.
And therefore, we are going to support Godfrey to make the greatest comedy special of all time. The first one, he's going to have more. And
it'll be my third
one. Yes. Our friend Dante. Dante means
Dante Dang, Nero.
Dante Nero. Dante means Dang means crotch. Tongue means itchy, hurt. So Dante means
itchy
my itchy crotch.
Dante.
Itchy crotch friend Dante set up a GoFundMe for us to raise $200,000, right?
Yeah, because I have 456,000 subscribers on my podcast, my YouTube podcast page. So I'm like, a dollar from each person.
Yes.
I could get that shit by in a couple months. But
if 50 cents.
50 cents,
it
but
done.
It depends on if they all know about it. And
yeah, so now.
There's got to be a way to reach
let's
them.
Go to GoFundMe.
Go
we are
going
to link it into my YouTube link. And
yes.
Go to GodfreyLive.com. Let's add that link to your to website as
website
well.
Too. Can we do
yes,
that?
Yes,
GodfreyLive.com
yes.
is my website. GoFundMe.
Let's be a part of comedy history. Let's be there and let's get Godfrey to have his comedy special taped.
I'm
with
raising
the best of
money
everything.
For my own special. And listen, I got offers from some people I know that are famous, but I want to raise the money on my own through my fans. I thought that would be cool. They said that it might be the first time someone's ever done it. I said, whatever.
You know those Jillian Summers are going to copy you right after.
Yeah, good. Like, yes, we do that. I think grassroots is awesome. What's wrong with putting money in? I mean, you come and see us around the country and around the world anyway. What's wrong with each of you? It's not like, because people say, like, oh, one guy asked me, what are we getting from it? I said, a comedy show, fucker. So what do you think? I'm a comedian. I'm not going to give you. This is all I got. I'm not writing a book. I'm doing comedy. And they always ask, when are you getting a special? Listen, first of all, I'm going to keep it 100. They're not approaching all of us for specials.
Yes.
Especially guys and women that actually have an hour. They're actually not approaching a lot of us. They're approaching the main guys. It's always the same five or six people. But enough of that, you know? Mm-hmm. And so a lot of guys, from Andrew Schultz to Mark Norman, all those guys that I know, Sam, they bet on themselves. And then those other networks came to them because they saw they were getting shit. Shane Gillis did the same thing, put his shit on the YouTube. So it's like, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
You know, and then you own it and then you can license it out. So that's the purpose. And I said, hey, why don't I do a GoFundMe? And my fans were like, why don't you GoFundMe or Kickstarter? I said, oh, I've never tried that. Well, yeah. And so I did it.
But
and
Dante,
then they go, what
Dante
is it for?
Like,
like, fuck you mean, what is it for? Yeah, Dante set it up. My buddy Dante Nero, who's a co-host of my show, my podcast, In Godfrey We Trust, on Tuesdays and Fridays, 10 p.m. Eastern.
I'm a regular on it, just in case you
yes,
know.
Yes, yes. And so it's on my Godfrey podcast on my YouTube. It's in the description. And my Godfrey podcast Instagram, it's in the bio, is the link. And you can just type in GoFundMe, Godfrey special.
Also,
it'll show up.
GodfreyLive.com.
So I'm taking donations like you do with a church. Church people take donations and they got private jets. And you ain't seen Jesus, ain't shown up. But at least, you know what? You give me money and something's going to show up.
In Godfrey,
like
we trust.
Like a special will actually show up. Jesus hasn't shown up yet, billions of dollars later. And see, but here's with me, my sin ain't going to be spiritual. It'll be actually literal. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not saying I don't believe in Jesus, but I'm saying all you Jesus lovers, Come on now. Yes. Trust in God. Free.
Yeah. Free.
Bang.
That's amazing. Where can we find you touring, God?
When is this being shown?
It will be in 3 weeks.
Damn. Wait, 3 weeks. So what date is that?
Which is
going
to be April. I mean, April. Mid-April.
Shit. Mid-April. Damn. Okay. So that
GodfreyLive.com.
Yeah, go to GodfreyLive.com.
Yes.
Are all my dates up there now?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Because they connect together.
Oh,
your
thank
team.
God. GodfreyLive.com. You can find all my dates at GodfreyLive.com. Don't forget. Don't be lazy.
Yes, yes. JoeyandSummers.com. I'm touring all over America. April, yes. I want to say Dante, but it's actually Denver.
Denver.
The Original Theater. They got Original Bitch to play the Original Theater.
Hey.
Original Theater. Yes. Anyways, also all the dates. I'm everywhere. I'm coming all over the place because I don't want to see my children and they are coming home. So let's ignore them. So I'm not home at all. I'm touring all over. Buy tickets now so I can afford to stay away from my ex-husband. Thank you.
Holy
I love you.
Shit.
Awesome.